Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The Christian life is a life of praise and thanksgiving to God. St. Paul wrote to the believers in Thessalonica, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Luther also encourages us to give praise daily, morning and night. In his small catechism, he encourages us to pray in the morning, "I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger." But our thanksgivings don't end there. At the end of the day, before we go to bed, we pray, "I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day." Many times, you and I take our blessings and gifts from God for granted. What are those blessings? Well, we know in the third article, God has given us our body and our soul, our eyes, our ears, and all our members, even reason and all of our senses. And we don't stop there. Shoes and clothing, house and home, wife, land, animals. Luther finishes the article up by saying, "For all these things, it is our duty to thank and praise God." So when we don't receive thanksgiving, when we think it is owed to us, how do we feel? Have you ever helped out a loved one or a neighbor, whatever the chore may be, and you finish a day's work, your back's sore, and you listen to that thanks from your neighbor, and you get crickets? It's pretty disappointing. You might grumble under your breath, or like me, you write a note to yourself, "Self, don't help Charlie again." Because it really hurts when they don't thank us in return. Now, it isn't necessarily scriptural, but it's as if we can hear that kind of disappointment in Jesus' words this evening in our gospel text. Jesus miraculously heals 10 lepers. They're suffering from a debilitating disease. He miraculously heals all 10 of them, and only one returns to give thanks. And Jesus says, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? And that other 9 is a picture of you and me when we fail to return thanks in all circumstances. Now, to be sure, all 10 men in this story have faith in Jesus. They saw him and they cried out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." It's a cry of compassion and help. It's a prayer for salvation from the illness of body and soul. All 10 desired to be cleansed from their uncleanness that separated them from society. It separated them from family and friends. And it eventually would separate them from life into death. The lepers saw Jesus, and they knew that he was their only hope. Upon hearing the request, Jesus apparently never hesitated. Our text says, "When he saw them, he said to them, 'Go and show yourself to the priests.'" By Levitical law, it was only the priest who could declare someone clean or unclean. So before their symptoms of leprosy started to go away, all 10 leave Jesus and head toward the priest, proof that they believed Jesus' word that they would be healed. Otherwise, they would have argued or they wouldn't have even bothered going that way. And as we read on the way, all 10 were indeed healed. And there's no doubt that all 10 rejoiced receiving healing. But only the Samaritan remembered who it was who gave the healing. The one Samaritan is a despised countryman. Jews and Samaritans couldn't stand one another, and the only reason they banded together as lepers is because they put their religious and other differences aside so they could support one another in misery. But rather than following the other nine, to the priest, the Samaritan turned back. When the Samaritan saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. This leper recognizes Jesus as God. He falls to the ground, his face in the dusty feet of Jesus along the road, returning thanks and praise. He rejoiced because he was completely healed. He was not only reconciled with family and friends, he was now reconciled with his Father in heaven, forgiven of his sins and given a new life. You see, the Samaritan's prayer of salvation was answered. Jesus tells him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." But maybe a more literal interpretation would be, "Your faith has saved you." The salvation that the leper had prayed for was now in his possession. Jesus sends him on his way to worship him in faith and to live a life of faith. Tomorrow and this weekend, people around the United States will stop and pause to give thanks. Many of them who don't even believe in a God will, for a moment, acknowledge God, giving thanks to this higher deity. But what happens on Black Friday? How about you and I? Do we continue to give thanks and praise to the one who richly and daily provides all that we need to support this body and life? Unfortunately for many, the only time we come to God in prayer is when there's a personal tragedy or a family or national crisis. Many use our Heavenly Father for what I call a Yellow Pages God. When you need help, you run to the Yellow Pages. At least you used to before the internet came along. But you have a problem, so, oh no, I go to God. God, fix this problem for me. I need a job. Heal my son. Heal my daughter. Defend me against my enemies. Lord, I'm depressed. Make me happy. We pray for our daily bread, and God provides. But do we truly give thanks day after day after day? Many times, you and I are the nine lepers who fail to return and give thanks to the one who gives all good gifts. Indeed, Jesus healed all 10 lepers of an incurable disease. But only the Samaritan recognized the healer behind the healing. He's the only one who recognized the giver of the blessed gift, because he believed that not only God healed him, but that Jesus in the flesh was God himself. Now, we each, at some point of our life, have prayed for healing, as we've prayed for Nick Callis for healing. But Jesus may not have given us the healing that we desire, but he has healed you from something infinitely greater. Christ Jesus went to the cross to die for you and deliver you from your disease of sin, your disease of death and the devil. You see, you inherited this deadly disease of sin from your old uncle Adam. But in the waters of baptism, you have been healed. At the font, you were washed with the forgiveness of Christ Jesus. You received all that Christ won for you on the cross as those waters washed over you with the Word. God called you by name, and He made you His own, an heir of His kingdom. That, my friends, is more than enough to praise God daily. Daily forgiveness of sins. It's the difference between life and death. But in the waters of baptism, you have been healed. And greater still, every time you gather for word and sacrament, God continues to pour out His benefits to you. When you go to Him in prayer, when you go into His word, God is there pouring out His gifts. And then what do we do in return in worship? We return thanks to Him and praise in the liturgy and in our hymns. We don't have to wait for a national holiday to come along. It's an everyday thing, praying continually. By faith in Jesus, the one who has shed His blood on your behalf on the cross, He has made you well, and you have been saved. So tomorrow, what is there to be thankful for? There's almost too much to count. All of our material blessings and the privilege of having been made a child of God, an heir of His kingdom. We even live in a nation of freedoms, the rule of law, freedom to worship the one true God. And although we don't always agree with our government is still God's blessed gift to us. They are, too, a blessing. In gratitude to God, according to St. Paul, we make supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Peace between us and God, peace between our brothers and neighbors. Thanks and praise be to God in Jesus Christ for all the benefits that He so richly and freely pours out to us. God healed those 10 lepers, and He also gives good gifts and thankfulness, or He gives good gifts to the thankful and to the unthankful as well. He sends rain on the just and the unjust. But as one of the thankful, you have returned thanksgiving and praise to God. You praise God for your faith that He gave you as a gift, and He enables you to thank Him for all your blessings. As the psalmist writes, "O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." As recipients of God's blessed gifts, every day is Thanksgiving Day. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.